I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
2 years after winning $3 million in the Georgia lottery, a man was sentenced to 21 years in federal don't drop the soap prison.
Jeez.
Could you imagine? $3 million bucks. I mean, I could live off that for the rest of my life. It would be a humble living.
That just sucks.
But I would have some land, a little house. Oh, I'd buy a bunch of guns, and I just would sit up there and shoot stuff and eat it.
It's just sad because he could have gone to, like, the nicest rehab facility ever. Like, gone to Beverly Hills for rehab. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, got all that money.
Yeah, blew it all on drugs.
Well, he actually, I don't know if he even used the drugs, but it was a lot of drugs involved. Prosecutors say he used the winnings to fund a methamphetamine trafficking. So this guy was a drug dealer. I don't even know if he got high off his own supply.
Oh.
Ronnie Music Jr., which is a badass middle name, pleaded guilty in July to being involved in a multi-state drug operation, including a ring being run from a Georgia prison. They actually would like fly drones overhead. How do they not notice this? And they would drop like these phones in there and these cards that they would pay the prisoners. Like,
wow.
I guess they could use money. Like a drone?
Yeah, how did no one
how
see
that? How do
you
not notice that? Like, man, I don't know that much about drug dealing, but that's sophisticated. Music won the money in 2015 on a scratch-off ticket. The judge said before sentencing him on Monday, quote, "Nobody has ever blown lottery winnings in a more dangerous and destructive way than you did." I would have to agree. Because you ever watch those stories? I do. It's like, the lottery ruined my life. I think I saw it on TLC or something.
Yeah, I've seen that show, yep.
I'm like, oh, God, there's no way. Like,
that's too painful. That's a scary show. Like, that is a scary TV show that I can't watch. Like, I'll watch American Horror Story, but how I blew my chances with winning my, you know, winning the lottery, no, that's way too scary.
Could you
me.
Do that with your family? Because that's where a lot of them blow their money is like, Alex, you're like, you have a cousin coming. Alex, help me. I just need $100,000 and
no,
my life will be great.
I'm way too hardcore and I'm not that close with my family.
So you look them straight in the eye and say, no.
Yeah.
Starve to death. I don't care.
I'll say, new phone, who dis?
There was just a case in Italy, and I hope this comes to America soon, where some neighbors took a married couple to their court over their terrible smell of their cooking. The couple were big fans of a fried seafood dish that smells apparently like death pretty much. The case went back and forth through the appeals court until it made it all the way to the highest court in Italy, kind of like the Supreme Court here in America. The judges ruled that the couple was guilty of antisocial behavior since their cooking was, quote, beyond the limits of tolerability. And qualified as, quote, I can't say this one, olfactory molestation. So I assume like it molests your nose. Like it's such a bad smell.
What?
That it's like it really hurts your nose.
This is bizarre.
The couple, though, had to pay a fine of $2,100. Have you ever had a neighbor that just cooked food that just like, oh my God, it stinks?
Yeah, but
I did.
What the heck were they making? Like rat stew?
It was a fried seafood dish. So something from the sea. I don't know.
Where was this at?
This is in Italy.
Okay, so it must have been something Italian.
Yes, it was a fried seafood dish.
Mussels, maybe? I don't know.
I think mussels.
It was probably just like a fish, right?
Yeah, like, but like,
what comes in the sea? You got lobsters, you got crabs, you got fish. This is where I sound stupid, like usual. There's only so many options that come out of the water. You're not pulling a cow out of the water.
That's bizarre to me. I was thinking it'd have to have a lot of weird spices or something.
Oh God. Talk about yourselves.
Oh, what's he doing over there?
Oh, that hurt.
You can smell it too then, right?
Something happened. My nose is triggered. I think I got a booger on the board. Okay, I get through this, Joe. Final story. This is a weak moment in broadcasting.
I want to see him sneeze again.
I don't, because I honestly feel like I pulled a rib muscle or something. I'm getting really hot now. Am I red? All right, your final dummy of the day story. A 52-year-old woman walked into a convenience store in Florida the other day and stole a bunch of booze. She walked out with two cans of Bud Light, one can of Lime-A-Rita, and a can of Straw-Burrita. By the way, if you're going to go, Lime-A-Rita's good. I would go with the Straw-Burrita. That's just my personal preference
Me
if
too.
I'm going to have that one. And she's really classy, so she got some boxed red wine to go.
Heck yeah.
She was really hammered, though, because when she did this, it wasn't hard to catch her. She actually passed out on the ground right outside of the store.
Oh.
Because we're like, hey, that lady that stole everything, she's passed out in front of your store right now. So she already has been arrested before. She actually has four other theft convictions on her record. So this is number five. So way to go. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.